You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio at the IPSA World Blind Games 2023 in Birmingham, and we are at the archery, and I'm joined by Terry Piper, who's one of the British archers here, and as well as being visually impaired, Terry's also a wheelchair user as well. Terry, firstly, could you tell me how you got into archery?
Well, when I was in the military, in between sort of going on the range and shooting rifles, we used to muck about with equipment that was always available for us, so I kind of got into it that way, but I never really took it serious. It was just a little thing to play with, so back then it was more like a toy. Obviously now it's a little bit different, it's more of a profession.
And you obviously, I think, were competing as an archer before your sight deteriorated.
Only on small, like friendly and then small county type tournaments, nothing major.
And your type of bow, it's what's termed as a compound bow. How does that differ from the normal sort of bow?
Well, I used to shoot recurve up until about 6 weeks ago. I did switch. The compound bow obviously has a different limb system and cam system. So my peak weight when I'm drawing this bow is 42 pounds. And when I'm actually holding it at full draw, I'm holding it about 17 pounds. Whereas when I was shooting recurve, I'd be drawing 32 pounds and holding that full draw, so you have a slight respite with a compound, so it's slightly easier to shoot.
And when you're shooting, I mean, so you have to really concentrate, and I think sometimes some people stop breathing.
I actually applied the sort of disciplines I had from the military when I used to shoot rifle, in that doing appropriate breathing exercises, and I've applied that to my archery and it kind of works for me. I certainly wouldn't recommend holding your breath.
And obviously you've got your son with you here. How does he help you?
Yeah, my son Kurt, when I travel around, because obviously I'm a wheelchair user, he can escort me around, takes me to the tournaments, and he will become my kind of assistant spotter and wheel me about where I can't get across certain terrain. So he's very much a help in that respect. And then he does the scoring and arrow collection. So he's very useful.
A very useful person to have. And you're classified as what people might term as a B4. So very, very sighted in the VI kind of world. For myself, I'm probably classed as a B1. And this is an open event, so you are able to compete at this event.
Yeah, so B4 and B5 classification, we're put in an open category. For me, so as a B4, I have a little bit of vision in my left eye. My right eye is pretty much useless for me. I can use an optic on my bow, which allows me to at least distinguish a target. And obviously, because I do a little bit of sight, then I have to shoot in the open classification.
And just describe to me how that actually works, because you're obviously pulling the string and sighting against the target. How do you do that?
Okay, so at 30 metres, I really don't really distinguish the target. I can see that there's a sort of like a white and black blur down there. What I do is I just look at that blur. I bring the bow up, I draw the bow to full. Now, what I have got is I've got a magnified scope on my bow, which I'm allowed to use, which then I can differentiate between the boss itself and the target face. And the scope, if you can imagine, about the diameter of a 50 pence piece, has an edging. And I put that edging, that round circle, into the middle of the blur that I see down the range. And through consistency with regards to my anchor, I'll then release that arrow and hopefully get a tighter group that I, normally expect.
And I suppose you're trying to get your sight in the middle of the actual target. Can you see anything of a target, or is it just a case of I've got the target, I've got the blur there, and as long as the blur is in the sight, I'm okay?
Yeah, very much that. It's a blur. I can make out, with the optic, I can make out the colours. If I didn't have the optic, I would basically see just a white patch. But no, at least with the scope, I can make out some of the colours. I also have a black dot on the scope, so that my eye can actually identify where the scope is, because sometimes I can actually lose the scope, and unfortunately sometimes I end up shooting on somebody else's target and not mine.
So. And does that mean that you're in a slightly different category because you've got a bit more sight than, say, somebody who's B1 and B2 and you are using a scope?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, I don't have to use a tactile sight, like a lot of the open archers. We can use a bare bow, no sight at all, or we can use an optic. The rules do stipulate that you can use a magnification on a recurve, for example, whereas normally you're not allowed to have any magnification, of course, whatsoever. So there are archers that I've come across that do use magnification. identification, and I come across a number of archers that only use a standard sight pin, which normal archers would use.
And I suppose archery, you know, we have disabled archery in the Paralympics, and it would be fantastic for blind archery to get to the Paralympics. Do you think that's possible?
Not in the near future, no. I think there's an awful lot of sports, I think, wanting to have a chance to participate in both the Olympics and the Paralympics. There's a lot of archery that goes on as it is. I know at the moment they're working on getting the compound included in Olympic type archery, because obviously at the moment it's only recurve. So I think they'll come first. I believe it will be sometime in the future, maybe, if we're lucky, to have at least B1s to B3 categories shooting at the Olympics or Paralympics.
And the fantastic thing about the IBSA World Blind Games is we have the activation zone where people can come and try out archery. I think it's soft archery in the activation zone, but I think there might be a possibility of people coming here to the athletics pitch to actually have a proper go with an archery bow.
Yeah, I believe on Saturday it's open for people to come and try. We'll have necessary expertise here. We'll have spotters, coaches and a number of archers themselves to help out and give advice. But I certainly encourage people to at least have a go. Normally when you explain to somebody you're visually impaired and you do archery, they tend to look at you funny. People can't quite believe there are blind and visually impaired archers.
Well, Terry, good luck for the rest of the competition, and maybe we might see you on Friday when it comes to the end, and maybe, you know, we never know, we might see you having a medal.
You never know. Thank you.
And thank you very much indeed, Terry, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.